Abraham or the law of Christ. The law of the Lord is perfect. Look what it says, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. It makes the weak strong. It makes the wise, those who think that they're wise, it makes them very simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Properly understanding rejoices the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Like the commandment, love one another as I have loved you. The fear of the Lord is clean. The awe of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. Where do they occur? At the cross. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold. Once you really understand and walk in the Spirit, then Scripture becomes more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of the honeycomb. Okay, let's start summarizing some of the great benefits of just the Scriptures in the soul. First of all, the Scriptures give comfort. Now remember, this is when it's illuminated by the Spirit, gives comfort. It encourages, Romans 15:4. We don't have time to read it. It humbles. It makes those who think they're wise, very simple, just trust me. Makes those who think they're strong, very weak, just rely on me, trust me. Walking by faith is humility. Walking by your doing is arrogance. It warns us, guides us, restores the soul. It gives inner wisdom. Not knowledge of doctrine, wisdom. What's wisdom? Wisdom is how to live moment by moment in each of the situations of life. I wish we had time to look at 2 Timothy 3:15-16, Proverbs 24:13-14, and Romans 15:4. 2 Timothy 3:15-16, Proverbs 24:13-14, Romans 15:4. But again, these things that are said here are not true of everyone. Look at Proverbs 24. I don't know if we have time, but let's do it. So you know what I'm talking about. Proverbs 24. Let's look at verse 13. Proverbs 24:13. My son, eat honey, for it is good. Yes, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is exactly the same for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. If you find it. You don't find it just by going to the Bible, though. You find it by a leading of the Spirit and understanding the Scriptures. So as wonderful as honey, and we live in a society where we do so much more. For me, it would be chocolate is good for the body. Chocolate is good. Ice cream is wonderful. And that's what these things are to the soul. Just that wonderful. Okay. Continuing. It testifies of God. Just like we're studying in our passage, it is these that bear witness of me. They bear witness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The understanding of Scripture stabilizes the soul. The understanding and properly seeing of Scripture leads to faith and encourages us to just trust Him. And more, we learn the truth of who and what He is. Becomes more desirable in your life than gold just to study and understand the Scriptures. Leads to blessings. If you have time to look at how the understanding of Scripture, you will not sin. It leads us not to sin. Understanding the Scripture, you see the wonders of all that God is doing in your life, in history, and in the world, in the spiritual warfare. These are the things, some of the things it does in your own soul. Just comfort you. Gives you the encouragement in your soul and in how you and I live. Stabilizes the soul. Stay away from it. You just move further and further away from what's going on, and then you look for other things to stabilize the soul. Stay with it, and it stabilizes the soul. Why study Scripture? We've noted 8 of the things that understand, but all of this relies on seeing the truth. What is Scripture? What is my view of God? Why do I study Scripture? Why do I go to it? What is my view? So we have to have a proper understanding in that respect. Okay, we will continue here next Sunday morning. Go to verse 40, which continues this part of our study. So we'll pick it up here next Sunday morning. Let's close in a word of prayer. All right, Heavenly Father, our study this morning has taken us right back to you, who and what you are. What kind of God are you? How do you intrude in our daily lives? Not our theology, but how do we see you intruding in our day in and day out life? How do we see if we walk by your Spirit? What happens in our souls, in our lives, in our marriages, in our relationships, in our enjoyment, just enjoyment of our journey? It's totally in line with you.